Tanya J. Powers, the Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, in the news at the top of the hour here on the Paul W. Smith Show. And we welcome her back with more information regarding that horrific Bronx fire. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
We heard your report at the top of the hour. What else can you tell us? I know you're limited in time when you're doing a special news report like that in a newscast. We already know it's pretty horrible. 19 people, including 9 children, dead. 63 people were injured. What else can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that there were like 13 of them that were taken to the hospital in critical condition. It was relatively quick after they got the call that the firefighters showed up. I think 3 minutes is how long it took them to get there. The fire itself was contained to the second and third floors of this building. Now, this building, I think it's like 13 stories, maybe 19 stories.
19. It's a 19-story building, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. It was built in the 70s, and there's about 120 units in there. The start of it, of course, they believe that it came from a malfunctioning space heater. Most of these kids, about almost half of these people who died in this were kids, 16 and younger, which is just, I mean, the whole thing is horrific to start with, but that just, you know, adds another layer to it. They say that there were, you know, people who've given numerous statements to the media and people when they managed to get out and said that, you know, as of yesterday evening, they still didn't know about loved ones that, you know, may be in there. They said that there were victims that were found on every floor of this building, that the fire, you know, just because the fire was contained to the second and third floors does not mean the smoke was. And they had found people on each of these floors that were, you know, hurt with smoke inhalation or worse. There's actually the way that you know, the fire codes are here in New York City. You're supposed to, on your doors, there's supposed to be a spring-loaded kind of hinge that makes the door shut if you leave it open. That can, you know, just kind of like automatically shut in order to keep, you know, people either fire contained in an apartment if there is a fire, or, you know, to keep people from, you know, being able to, you know, open their doors and then stay open and smoke get into their apartment if it's somewhere else. That is kind of, it's not clear if this building was under those rules or not, if they all had these kinds of doors. I know that I can, just anecdotally, I can tell you the first apartment I lived in when I moved here to New York City about 8 years ago had one of those doors. In the same building, there are other doors that are not that way, you know, so it may vary from apartment to apartment, you know, like if they had to do some, you know, renovations to an apartment and, you know, replace the door with one of those or whatever. It's still not clear as to, you know, if that was a standard thing in that building or not.
A lot of questions. I am reminded of just last week, the terrible fire in Philadelphia at a row house.
Yeah.
And more kids died. And it's just, I started wondering what the heck. They had already, there'd just been an inspection and found out before Christmas that the smoke detectors all worked, and yet they did not work in this fire in Philadelphia. And I started thinking, well, could it possibly be, as odd as this sounds, when you're grasping at straws, did the kids remove batteries from smoke detectors for whatever games they might have gotten for Christmas? I mean, I'm just trying to come up with, you try to make sense of something that may be impossible to make sense of, because the Philadelphia is hurting, and the fire department, and New York is hurting, and their fire department, and talking about never having had to go through something like this in the past. It's very, very, a very tough situation for firefighters to feel helpless and to lose, in this case, 19 people in one fire is just overwhelming.
I mean, you're talking about the smoke detectors. I can tell you from experience, if you've never lived in a tiny, tiny apartment, as most of them are here in New York City, I'm not sure about Philadelphia, but a lot of the apartments here are very small. I mean, right. We're kind of known for our tiny apartments and having to deal with less space than you normally would elsewhere. I can tell you it's from experience, a lot of times, you know, it's not the kids that will take the batteries out of the smoke detector. The least little bit of smoke that, like, you burn the biscuits one time in your kitchen and your smoke detector is going to be like, hey, you know, and it's not uncommon for people just to kind of shut them off simply because it is so small and it's so close to, you know, to your kitchen. If you've got a tiny apartment, that is not uncommon.
I lived there for 5 years. I never would have dreamed of taking out the batteries from the smoke detector.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But all right. A lot of them are hardwired in, too. So.
Right, which is better, I guess, overall. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the report, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor here.